Hello friends, we continue our learning on the subject of advertising and sales promotion management. This is chapter 2. Chapter 2 is on background to today's advertising. So essentially this chapter just gives you the preamble to the subject in terms of how it started, where it is today, etc. So I will probably say that, you know, it's not academically so critical. Here we will learn about, understand the evolution of advertising, you know, from 18th century onwards, know more about various milestones, then get into the overview of development of advertising as a business, how it started, and appreciate the challenges that led to the shaping of advertising, which is as on today. So with this, let me quickly introduce you the basics for this particular chapter. Advertising, as we all know, plays a key role, and we have in the first chapter also understood, it helps firms to succeed, you know, succeed and contribute to the economy. So that economic role that we have seen, there's a direct consideration, correlation between the higher advertisement investment and higher growth of the industry and higher GDP growth. Means what we are trying to tell you is that it has been often observed that higher spend on the advertisement, you know, this thing reflects that there is a higher growth in the industries that is taking place, which is contributing to the higher GDP growth rate. GDP growth rate, probably you would have come understood now in the recent past, especially when we all were talking about how India is upbeat about beating China and therefore the conversation on the growth, etc. So country's growth is measured by GDP growth. However, landscape is of course changing. When you say landscape, means traditional tools are still there, but the digital tool and interactive and worldwide web-based tools are coming in. Digital technology definitely helps, you know, the marketers in more than many ways. Automation is one aspect, but in the other end, it helps them to identify customer on a real-time databases, etc. What consumers are buying, what are the touch points consumers are visiting, etc. And accordingly plan their marketing communication. All of the consumer communication, as we say, are generally converging on one platform. So what it tries to tell you that marketing communication, the entertainment, even the transactional aspects, etc., are converging on one platform or one tool or a device, as you can say, which may be mobile, or it may be the World Wide Web wherein various platforms are residing. So that's what overall understanding. Ability to communicate with the large audience. So the power that advertisement has is that it can communicate with the large audience in one go. When you release an ad, which is either Colors Dance India Dance or, you know, Indian Idol coming in, and during that when you release your advertisements, large number of people who are watching this program are expected to have seen your advertisement. So that's what is the power. Sales promotion, of course, is a vital to the growth of the organization. Because at times you have to lure new customers, at times you have to lure those who are sitting on the fence, at times you have to grab customers from the competition. So that's why the sales promotion is helpful. Advertising has therefore become a coordinated collection of promotional tools. Various promotional tools correlate, syncs with the advertisement, ranging from a simple to sophisticated one like the digital. So they all have to communicate. That is where that integrated marketing communication principle play a role. They all have to collectively together create a unified impact on the consumer so that he takes the action. Enough and more proofs are available to indicate that practice is going on since 3000 BC. Means if you really get into it, it says that even on the walls of the caves, or say like on the kettle, there were marks and all to identify the kettle. So that's what they say, that's how the branding has started, that's how the communication has started, etc. So it is very old, ancient approach to communication. Evolution of advertising has been closely tied to the social, economic and technological development. So let's understand when you say that social, this thing like it improves the overall society, you know, awareness about various product solutions, their lifestyle, behavioral changes that they have to bring in, etc. Economic wise, people consume better. When they consume better, it adds to the spending amount, and that spend that they make contributes to the industry. And technologically, we have seen last 1 decade, so much has happening on the digital land. You may be extinct if you do not keep in touch with the what is happening on the technology sides. Many factors, however, contribute for this growth. So let's understand that why that. Now the consumers are more educated and more aware. So the education literacy level is going up. The internet, the digital is reaching even rural, masses, etc. So overall, it's a awareness of the consumer which is growing. Consumption culture, the culture of consumption. Our forefathers or traditional this thing were believing in saving, save for the difficult time. Now it's a consumption culture. Live life today. Why worry tomorrow? So we want to spend and enjoy our moment of life. So that's why we want different things. We are always striving to see what is new. Okay, industrial developments, the growth, the spread of service industry, the overall unification of the global village, as they say, the world is a global village going to be. So all this thing is industrial revolution development that is taking place. Mass production, the ability to produce large number, is one reason why what you produce at such a high level, you need to really reach out to the people. That's what advertising can do for you. And growth in per capita income, etc., means the individual's earning has improved over a period. Now, if you have a higher income, therefore you will have some amount which is a disposable income, which you can afford to dispose of. So that also goes up. That disposable income is nothing but amount you spend for your lifestyle, etc. So for the comfort that you buy in. So these are the reasons. Just to trace the evolution, I will not be really spending a disproportionate time out here, but way back in 1920, the availability of the branded products, which really made the need for consciousness, need for awareness, need for positioning building, etc., made strong. So that's the time when advertising took a leapfrog development. Earlier, advertisement was limited to mass awareness. But the concept of branding, brand perception, etc., gave a flip to the advertising industry, where now instead of reaching mass, the focus is reach your target audience. There are select few with these similar characteristics. The big change came in 21st century, where interactivity, now the digital tool is not only a single-sided communication. Earlier, manufacturer, whatever they wanted to speak about the product or the brand, they release in the advertisements in the newspaper, TV, and that has been consumed by the people. They believed it. Now what happened, that interactiveness gives a power to even the receiver of the information. So the moment I receive the information, if I believe it, I will confirm. If I do not believe it, I will protest, I will write adverse about it, etc. If I like it, I will forward to my contacts, etc. So all this thing leads to the interactiveness. So communication is no more one-sided, it is two-sided. Then development of advertising history is divided into three parts. So if we get into understanding the history of advertisement, it has to be looked into three parts. So first is the early days, which is way back in 1400 DCs, etc., industrial revolution and the age of technology. So quickly we study this. In early days, when you say, the ads were handled in very primitive ways. It is either classified handbills or on a wall or in a movable vehicle, etc. There are displays that has been put in, and that is what is considered as a advertisement. Way back in midday, somehow 1400, the mass production printing started. The print technology came in, which allowed large production to simultaneously or in a very limited time. This large production capability gave the birth to newspaper, magazines, etc. They become the carrier to advertisement. So as a result, you see that initially the posters and signage started appearing across various countries. So this is in 700 DCs. So industrial revolution, that is another leap for the advertisement industry, where what has happened, the pattern of economic production and consumption has started changing. The engines propelled the growth in the production capabilities. They multiplied the ability to produce far more. That far more production on one hand led to people migrating from rural area to the urban area, because they were offering more job opportunities. So large people were moving to urban India to work in such factories and all. Now when they are there, there are need for the product. When there is a need for the product, the producer who is producing, he doesn't know where is all his customers are lying, or they are staying. So as a result, he had only one choice, which is advertisement. You go and release your communication, marketing communication, by way of an advertisement, so that the relevant people will see it and they will come to buy. So that's what the mass market based use of advertisement started. So now, as a result, what happened? Business could definitely get more churn, and therefore their cost of reaching out so many people also reduce, etc. And the gap between the production and consumption also started increasing, because what happens, the consumption started going in one direction, it increased manifold, the production started being unable to cope up, etc. That's the time when again marketers were faced with the challenge, okay, I am producing so much, it is not getting consumed, so why is it? That's where the consumer first came into picture. I need to know what my customer needs instead of just produced blindly. So that's where slight shift that has happened, but we will study this later. To stimulate the demand, business has to always turn back to advertisement. Okay. They have turned back to advertisement, and advertisement has remained as a medium. After the business started using advertisement, they never looked back. At the same focus was reached to many customers. As I said, it enables you to reach out to mass people. Later, when competition started developing, there more than one player started coming in, because once you see the success, the others also wants to follow. And that's the time when now there are two people, consumers started having a choice whose product should we buy. And that's where the communication, what you communicate, how you create your positioning became very critical. So one is that, vis-a-vis the earlier perspective which I told you, that excess of production not getting sold, consumers are wanting having a better choice. So the need to understand consumers came in first time. Age of technology, we all have seen how technology is gradually changing world over. In my life, if I had to see it, there was an era before www and there was an era after www. So like www in my life, that is net or a world wide web, I have experienced way back in 85 86, while in the other country it was earlier. In India, it came somewhere around 85 86, and we started having that big what you call a desktop machines and all. Now there, even the search and all were not so easily this thing, but yes, website as a concept came in, and various other trend that has happened, big mobile, now your smart mobile you have, so various things are app you can have. So app is like one stop solutions. Photography, here it talks about the photography has really changed the way people look at things. There is an emotion that has been added. Later on, the motion pictures and all, so that video became a very powerful media. Radio enabled you to reach again masses, though without the audio visual effect, but they enabled you to reach. So various such technological advances. Today now you talk of a digital and electronic media. You are connected worldwide. So that's what is the power. So advertising remained and will continue to remain. Social forces. Now the addition of social forces, which came as a scrutiny of the regulators, it became so proliferating and they started impacting individuals' lives so much that there was a need felt that this needs to be regulated. Even today you talk about IT rule of India that is trying to push on to social media giants. Now today's news only that I have read, even in Facebook and all are having a privacy concern probe in European countries, etc., which is likely to get initiated and all. So you see that the need was still felt, that however this needs to be regulated. So we have seen both the all the three ages how the advertising has taken a historical leap. So we have understood the three phases of advertisement leap. Now we understand the media in the historical perspective. So how media has evolved. So essentially earlier there were two, print and broadcast. The print, when I say, it was newspaper and magazine, and broadcast used to be television and radio. Television was black and white, and then came the color. Radio was only AM, this thing. Later came the FM channel, and now even you have a community channel available to the entrepreneurs, etc., or the podcaster, etc. Okay, so let's first see the quick growth of Indian advertising in nutshell as we move forward. So historical perspective, I have given you the list as to print media was newspaper, magazine. Post intervention, invention of a print, newspaper have evolved since 67,000 BC. Newspaper was a private ownership. They wanted people to come and advertisements. So they identified in between people, middlemen, who could go to these companies and get them the placement of advertisements. So they became an agent. Now to this advertisement started paying a particular percentage or this thing. So that's how the birth of, now these people then when they realize, okay, why only sell them the space? Why not help them with the creative? Why not help them with the communication? So that's how the birth of advertising agency has started as a middle corridor, you know, middle, I won't say middle management, but as a corridor between one end the advertiser and the other end the media. Also, after evolution of this agency business, advertising has again seen a flip through growth as such. Magazines started becoming a different perspective. They become specialized. So you have a very specific magazine for different set of people in the society. It has remained slow and steady, but it is still surviving despite the onslaught. So you can understand. Comes the broadcast media, which is television and audio, or radio, etc. When you say, 20th century belonged to electronic media, essentially the television and the radio. However, being subtle medium, it is like a, it just exists. Yani. You do not make a very heavy usage or impact of it, etc. But usage is now manifold increase. Otherwise, in those eras, evening program used to come, radio also, there are few programs that people used to see, etc. So, advertisement effectiveness started becoming a critical issue, that in that program, during that time, say more than one people are advertising, so how my advertisement become effective. So that's where this challenge started coming in. TV, of course, post its invention became very popular. TV gave a very wide reach and the pictorial message delivery became possible. That's where live visual video, this thing started coming in. So just to give you a historical perspective, you have one graph out here. It's a pictorial graph which shows you in India. This is by All India Digital Cable Federation, AIDFC. And as you can see, Indian household population is 1.25. From there, in how many households there is a penetration, that is 270 million people household. There is an addressable cable opportunity, addressable cable opportunity. Then 169 million TV household are the place where the TVs are there. Then in that the breakup is 139 and 30. So 139 is a pay TV subscriber. We have various cable TV and, you know, other accesses available. Out of this 139, 40 million are DTH, direct to home, and 99 are cable service provider, and they use cable service. So ratio is still more in favor of cable. This is a figure as soon as 2019. Then 29 million in the cable are digital and 70 million are analog. DTH is all digital, so to say. So you see that how the penetration, addressable cable opportunity in India is shaping up. So that's a perspective that you all should have essentially for yourself. We now want to understand, we will understand the new age, online and digital media. So, this gives you a very quick overview in terms of number. India digital, we have in chapter 1 also seen this, digital advertisement market is expected to grow in a compound annual growth rate of 33.5% digital. In the earlier chapter 1, please note that we have not learnt about digital growth, but he said that it is 10%. Vis-a-vis the 25% on the developed country, and now in the 10 year it is supposed to be touching almost 30% of the advertisement budget, and then 6% was a CAGR growth. Digital is going to be growing at almost over 30%, 33%, and cross almost 25,000 crores, that is US 3.8 billion by 2020. So that's the overall picture. The internet's share, yani. Now in this, what is an internet? How much is going to internet? That advertisement revenue is going to go twofold, from 8% in 2013 to almost 16% in 2018. So this is actually achieved also. Figure may in 2021 look little old to you, but this has happened also. Online advertising, which was estimated at rupees 2900 crores in 2013, would jump to something like 10,000 crores by in the next 5 years. So it is supposed to have achieved this 10,000 crore market billing in terms of an online advertisement, okay, over a period of 5 years. So you can see that the compound annual growth rate is far better than any other industry's growth rate. So So that shows you how the online and digital is proliferating every household, every palm in the country, you know. So that's what is the power of online and digital advertising. So our pursuit to understand media in a historical perspective. So first ad agency started way back in 1841 in US called Walney B. Palmer. So they were like that middlemen who were sourcing the media from the advertisers for the publications. They then started their own agency. Ad India classified form was popular. So India was more popular at that time, working on a classified, you know, small ads, etc. Agencies have evolved over a period. They started offering very complex services beyond advertising. They offer digital direct response advertising and various activations and all. Foreign manufacturers gave the momentum. So beyond 90, when late Prime Minister Rajiv Gandhi government opened the industry to competition, a lot of foreign players have come in and they brought in that culture of mass advertising, etc. So they started using TV and radio very aggressively. Radio also opened FM channels and those kind of things. Later on, this satellite, cable television, direct to home, etc. revolution has given a flip to the advertisement industry's growth. It offered a lot of medium for the advertisers to reach out to their identified target, and they could gather a lot of interactive engagement and forceful call to action pushed on to the consumers, and they saw the result of it. So that's why they moved on to that. Moving on, as a separate section, the digital media we will specifically study. So India is at a very inflection point. As you say, that on all parameter, we are far lower than the rest of the developed countries. Now, offline business are establishing online presence. So even those who are offline have realized now the need for them to be also present online. So they are also offering through their website direct sale. Okay, favorable demographic of people and higher, you know, propensity to spend has increased. As I told you earlier, the per capita income of individual has grown up. That means he has a more money to spend vis-a-vis the demographic of people. People are now moving around. And now it is not become that, you know, South Indians are in South or North Indians are in North, etc. You find them not only across India, but across the world. So people are proliferating different part of the world. However, because of their certain uniform characteristics, etc., their desire, need, wants can be matched by offering a product which is standard solution. And once you reach it to them, they will want to have it, yeah, as a solution to their needs. This has been fulfilled by digital. Digital allows you to now go worldwide. So that's another power. Digital allows you, because the people have proliferated world over, you can't go and have multiple newspaper advertisement, but digital allows you to reach out. So that's another power. It encompasses all the medium where digital can be introduced. So TV, radio, internet, mobile, signages, etc. OOH. When I say digital, okay, don't look at from the perspective of social media or say what you see on, happen on the mobile. But on a TV, when you see an advertisement which talks about download today and win or say get your first order, etc., that's also a digital, because that download, this thing is encouraging you to download a particular food point or say Swiggy's mobile app on your mobile so that you can start ordering. So they are compelling you to go digital. Radio, the guy tells you SMS or download. So same way, internet, your choice of information available. Mobile, of course, Instagram, social media and all, there's always sponsored ad. When you click it, it takes you to a microsite. So all this is a digital signages. They tell you, you know, SMS so-and-so or download today. So all is a culture is of promoting the digital. So digitalization is going to change the world. So what is digital marketing? If you have to understand within this as a subject, though subject is very vast, I will put an effort to briefly explain you. It's a promotion of a product or service using any digital or a social distribution media channel. Digital or social distribution media channel. Digital means it could be World Wide Web, it could be internet, it could be email, etc. Social media, you know, Facebook, Instagram, WhatsApp, etc. So putting these two together, you promote your product. You promote your product or a service or an idea. So that's how, what is digital marketing. It helps advertisers to reach consumers in time, be relevant for them, Relevant in the sense, if you have sponsored ad, which you have targeted for, you know, reaching a specific set of individuals, then the algorithm of those social media company who allows you the space, etc., enables your ad to come only in the mobile of a relevant target group. It will not come in the other people's profile, you know, mobile phone, etc. So you are reaching target group. You are, therefore, the cost effectiveness is far better than even advertisements and all. So that's a power. Digital allows you micro segmenting also, as we say. So you can really play with digital ad releases that you do using digital elements like computer, tablets, smartphones, cell phones, etc. You create a engagement with the consumers. You compel him to visit any one of your digital platform and engage with the brand experience that brand is providing. And once you do that, then your role is to keep him engaged. So once he boarded the bus, once he probably downloaded your app, or once he's seen your film, etc., using a link which you sent him on SMS, etc., the rest of your job is to keep him engaged. Now you keep reaching out in such a way that you provide him an impetus, a reason to use your messages very often. And someday, call to action gets triggered. So he gets into buying your product. So that's what is a digital marketing, which is nothing but using digital distribution or a social media to reach out to your consumer with your advertising message. But later on, it says that you, once you acquire them, keep it engaged. And that's what is the power of digital marketing. So what are the advantages of digital marketing? If you have to really quickly review, it's a cost effective, reaches very vast medium. It reaches the right target group because it allows you really micro segmenting also. And based on that, it only reaches to the identified target group. So it is very cost effective. Communicate with the domestic and international consumers at a low entry cost. Once you release a message, your message is scheduled to go across the globe. Okay, you may have to spend more to reach far and wide, or say you have to create more frequency into European side or, you know, other side, South Africa side, etc. You may have to use many other platforms, but overall cost of production and all those things will not be so critically multiplying. So you are able to reach out large community worldwide with a very limited production cost. Better emotional connect means audio video always gives a emotion touch. Yeah. So now depending on what storyline you have created, you have connected well with the consumer emotionally. Personalization of messages possible to suit wide range of audiences. Now, because the digitalization gives you the ability to do micro segmenting, it is possible that you send a different messages to this segment. So at the same time, what probably the youth between 18 to 26 will get a message about your product can be different from a person who's into 45 to 60, even he's your target. So it is possible for you to do that kind of a segmentation also. Happy customer reviews on digital media will attract more people, because the first thing that a person does after deciding what he wants to buy, from which platform, he looks at what is the rating, ranking, what is the customer feedback, how many people have given feedback. So those things. So that makes or breaks your brand selection. And response to the ad campaign can be measured. The power is the real-time monitoring of every action on digital media. Unique visitor on the website, which page is the highest hit, which page people are not spending more or spending time more. Say like how many sponsored ads when you do, so how many impressions, cost per click, you know, click-through rates. So there are so much that helps you to manage your campaign or measure the effectiveness of money spent on various digital media. So to understand digital media better, we must understand that the communication on digital media is not one-sided, nor it can be interrupted. You can only ignite the same. There is an example which is a Dell Idea Storm. Dell Idea Storm is like way back when Dell started and this digitalization has started coming in, and you realize that you have a better connectivity with the community. They created one particular platform on which users can give suggestions about the feature that needs to be incorporated in the computer. That's what Dell started using it very actively and really made the difference to their own brand, where people started believing that you are a people's brand And in fact, that was a time when they had a multiple people assigned to monitor this platform and reply to the people who suggest and all. As it happens, generally then Dell took the leapfrog growth and all. This site has started getting less of a prominence, and I believe it was reduced to one guy monitoring. Then again, Dell realized that one such platform, which is a consumer-faced platform that they have ignored for some time. So they revamped the whole thing. And as I understand, the last is they have relaunched this Dell Idea Storm, this thing wherein people can go and give the idea. And not only that, now here, the critiques, the negatives, etc., were also taken into account for getting a leaf from that about an idea. So that's how you see that. With opportunity comes the challenge. Okay, you have an opportunity, which is digital, as they say, is an opportunity itself. The challenges are the infrastructure, the distribution, the pricing and regulations, etc. Means, how will you go? Digital may allow you to sell abroad, but how will you go? And do you have the infrastructure? Do you have the distribution in place? Is your pricing feasible? Are you regulated on pricing on the other countries? So there are those other challenges which you are still binding. However, as they say, no matter what, every industries are going through this up and down, you know, so get influenced by this medium, which is a digital medium, and it will touch the lives of millions of consumers and across the world. It will compel them to even alter. Look at the COVID, and we have changed. Those even who were not believing in the digital payment, digital ordering, started using and, you know, this very actively. So Google Pay or say Paytm, they all saw the surge. Orders coming through Swiggy's and this thing. There was a surge as you were not allowed to go out. So, people's lives have changed. Now, something that you use, you probably may not easily give it up. So, that's the power of digital. Biggest beneficiary of digital is the e-commerce industry. We have seen that even during lockdown, government was allowing them to serve essential item. It's a different story that they may be selling others, but they were reaching out to the consumers. So they really gained through this digital thing, because the online revolution has started. Online selling revolution has started thanks to the digital. India will rank first in terms of e-commerce growth in the retail industry. As they say, that in the next 10 years, India will be number one in terms of percentage growth. By 2021, there will be more than 2 billion people buying goods and services through e-commerce. So you can see that large number of people are moving to e-commerce, or parallelly there may be other channel to buy, but they also are going to buy through virtual e-commerce sites. Global e-commerce companies revenue predicted to reach more than something like $6 billion by 2022, and there are more than 24 million e-commerce websites. So there are 24 million e-commerce websites present across the world in 2020. So you see that the leapfrog growth that is going to come, and India at the cusp of it, and India is going to really benefit in a more ways than any other country can. So that's a threshold. We are at a level where now we will really burst and change the way we buy and sell things. So that's going to change the economy outlook also. Government of India has put in a lot of pursuit, and a new government who have been very proactive about digitalization after 2014, yielded phenomenal results on due to digitalization. Like, they have made digitalization possible in rural India. Various government departments and bodies have become transparent to work with. Accountability has come in. Government has put in some of the initiatives, that one can look at is a GI cloud program. So you have cloud platforms available to you, to the citizen of India, to not only store your data. We struggle with Google, with that whatever 15 GB this thing, etc. You must really explore. I have also very partially explored, but you see that DigiLocker is a cloud platform wherein you can store all your relevant important data digitally. You don't have to carry your driving license. It should be available there. Your policy, if it is there on DigiLocker, it is fair enough, it is acceptable. So that's what one need to really understand, that how this has changed. Otherwise, pehle to driving license nahi, udhar se problem shuru hota tha with the police. A thrust on DTA, direct to home and OTT platform, over the territorial this thing. And so you break the boundaries and you relay your content. So that's what is another thrust they are giving. They are opening those markets and they are allowing them to expand. Earlier, there was a restrictive approach. e-commerce boom. They are supporting the entire bandwidth needed for the e-commerce boom to take place. And now they are talking about 5G introduction also in India. So 5G is again going to change the way we will consume data and we will look at the e-commerce purchase experience. And technology startups and also various startups today have proliferated in our country thanks to this digital bandwidth which a government of India is providing. So government of India has understood the significance and doing the needful. So friends, with this we complete the second chapter. Idea was to get you a very broad outlook about what is happening in this particular industry. Thank you.